Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Free Your Mind Friday, and we're talking about the things that are bugging you. We want to help you get these things off your chest to release a little stress this Friday. Comedian Queen Aisha is back with us. Lindsay Perry, media strategist. I got it right. And Darius Baxter.
King Darius Baxter, right.
Community organizer and co-founder of goodpartners.org. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Back to the phone lines. T calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
I would just like to say that on a daily basis, I ask God for repentance. And I think that she's done that. And to say that she's having sex and being in the pulpit and she's having sex with a man, I think that plays a big part in coming from molestation of young boys and things like that, and things are being brought to the forefront. I would just like to say I'm going to pray for her, and I think she'll do well as long as she has forgiveness from people.
Okay, hold on. Let me back up a bit. Where did the young boys' molestation piece come from?
That comes from a point where when you look at certain churches, and I'm not going to call a name out, but when you look at certain churches and you have men having sex with young boys.
Okay, I get it, but that's not what this is about. This is about a single woman who is a preacher in a leadership position in the church who has had sex with a man with whom she is in a relationship with. She is not married to. This is not about sexual molestation of young boys, young girls. She has not committed a crime. You know, none of that. I think, and maybe I can help you. Yes, I'm sure there are some overarching issues happening in the modern church related to the things that you were discussing, but that's not what this is about. This is about her position and the view of the church. And how she feels about it. So I just want to make sure that we're clear that, you know, that she's not accused of dealing with underage boys or anything like that. Okay, so let's.
I understand.
Okay, but thank you, T. I appreciate it. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa calling from Gaithersburg. Hey, Lisa, how are you? I haven't heard from you since what? The day after Election Day.
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Are you settled down after Election Day results?
Yeah, I have. God is in control, mm-hmm. So I just have to move on with that. But I find your guest comments about the pastor just like, wow, very interesting. But that's not what I'm calling about tonight. I'll pray for my pastor and pray that God keeps him covered.
Okay.
What I'm calling about, the thing that is bothering me is people who are asking the nation to forgive Donald Trump for the things that he said on the campaign trail, and are some of them are the same people who refuse to give President Obama a chance, some of them in Congress. That really bothers me.
You know, I find it really interesting that you should bring that up. And it's just interesting how politics works. Of course, mm-hmm. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley now being considered for
Secretary
of State, mm-hmm. when she was very, very hard on Donald Trump. We have and this is the thing that I really find fascinating. Of course, Jeff Sessions, Alabama senator, who is reputed to making racist comments and very anti-civil rights. And then you have Nikki Haley, who championed the removal of the Confederate flag under pressure, admittedly, by the public from state buildings in South Carolina. And then we have Mitt Romney, who is supposed to be meeting with him this weekend, when he put together, one could almost say, an Obama-esque speech against Donald Trump during the campaign. I just find that amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Politics.
Politrix.
I like that.
Politrix. You're taking a turn. It just makes you think, was this all a show? Was there always tricks up the sleeve for the Republican Party here? And we're finding out here, mm-hmm. right at the end. You see, they dumped Christie the second. He moved into, or he hasn't moved in yet, but the second he met with Obama, within days, he's dumping his boy Christie. And then we're looking at, like you say, he brought the guy Bannon over from Breitbart. Who knew? Oh, my gosh, that took a turn. So we're
fascinating.
A lot of people say that it's the drain. He's already draining the swamp, right? I mean, he got rid of the lobbyists. He got rid of Christie. But at the end of the day, I feel like, and I know a lot of people will probably be upset with me for saying this, but Donald Trump getting elected could have been the best thing to happen. Because
to
America, because if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in office, would we be silent? Would we not be in the street protesting for justice? Would we not be making our claim and our stake in this country as human beings? Would we not be upset?
When you say we, who is we?
The youth. I'm talking about whites. I'm talking about blacks. I'm talking about Latinos. I'm talking about Muslims. I'm talking about everybody out there protesting.
Say Latinos again for me?
Latinos.
Oh, I like that.
Because she's Spanish right now.
I know, right? I can be white.
I get what you're saying. I think that we would be comfortable and complacent. He's just a vessel.
That's
to
right.
To stretch us to be better, and we all need to pay attention. He probably doesn't even realize that he's being used for me to get to my greater self.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I still, to some degree, this is where faith and prayer really comes in, but I still, to some degree, believe that Ashton Kutcher about to jump out and say, y'all all been pumped, because you cannot tell me. I was like, what happened? So we got a president-elect that's a billionaire that is orange, and he reminds me of the drink Tang. That got a comb over, that eat Tic Tacs. You've got to be kidding me.
I think
say it ain't so.
The way that people are in the country right now, because there are a lot of people that are upset with the results of the election, and we've already had a few callers call in tonight that are expressing their feelings. But I think it just shows how much as a country we've really counted on the government up until this point. And by that I mean people are upset because they're seeing the government as the end-all, be-all for their success.
And that's exactly why they need the fire put up underneath their butts to know. Because we've been crying about not having leadership for 40, 50 years. It's time for somebody to step up. I mean,
and it's time for people to step
up. Just step up in your life. Yes. Just step
in,
on your, in
yourself.
Your,
govern yourself. Let's talk about self-governance.
Accordingly.
Let's talk about community leaders. Let's talk about these local elections. Let's talk about
start your household.
It starts with us. Thank you.
Well, Lisa, see what you've started, as always.
Great conversation.
Yes, girl.
There you
thank
go.
You.
Thank Lisa. You so much, Lisa. Always good to talk to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let me see if I can get this name right. Is it Equa?
Equa.
Equa. Close. That was about an 8.5.
Hey, Equa.
Equa from Virginia.
Yeah, Equa. I'm calling from Washington. I'm in Virginia.
Okay. So what's on your mind?
Where you at, for real? Let's start here. Where you at? Are you? Equa, Equa, wait. Equa, are you in D.C. or are you in Virginia? Where are you?
I'm in Virginia. Okay.
Go right ahead, Equa.
Because you sure soon you're going to need papers to come across.
Okay. What's on my mind? One was the pastor who is not married. And she always telling people, you have to marry before you get pregnant or whatever. Why didn't she use the condom then?
But was she saying that?
Well,
what she represent, but was she saying that?
Could have broken. I mean,
for real.
That goes back. That goes back to the point of what example is she setting for the young people in her congregation?
Right.
It really comes down to that. Aside from the fact that she's having sex outside of marriage, is she setting the example that people should be using condoms?
I guess that's what Equa is. Equa, hold on. Go right ahead, Equa. What are you saying now?
I'm saying now about Donald Trump. People are mad because of the way he talks to people.
Okay, you went, wait a minute. You wait, Echo, you
Echo
went,
got a lot on her mind. She said, forget the condom. Now let's talk about Trump.
Did you know 1989, he said in the People magazine, if he has to vote or be a president, he will be a president for Republicans because they are dumb, right? And see how dumb Republicans are telling Romney to knee down and kiss his ass.
Okay, Equa, see, okay, we're on the SiriusXM side, and you know that, but, you know, we need to behave ourselves. So, Equa, whether you're in Virginia or in D.C., I appreciate your phone call.
Equity is fired
so
up.
She really is. She really is fired up.
Condoms
so,
to Donald Trump.
Yeah. Wow. That's, you know, which is an interesting combination there. If you think about that, just in and of itself. Let me go back to the phone lines to who's been holding on. Let's go to Judy. Judy calling from my hometown, Lanham. What's going on, Judy?
You all are hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. This is my first time. I did not get a chance to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You all are hilarious.
Don't put me in with them. I'm being serious. That's Queen Aisha.
I want to start off that because I'm a talker, so I'm going to try to keep it short. It's a couple of things, but I'm not going to hit on all of them. When you first presented the piece about the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady, and I could tell she's a youth because she's fired up. I'm a seasoned, seasoned citizen.
Okay.
So I have some, you know, time under my belt. And I want to say I have so many skeletons in my closet that I had to deadbolt the closet and move the closet in hopes that the skeletons would not come out. So I want y'all to know I'm not judging people.
And some of them probably still have muscles and skin on them and maybe walking around.
They weren't even skeletons when I put them in there. I just was like, y'all not coming out. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I did back then.
So, Judy, what's on your mind, hon?
What's on my mind is, A, about the pastor.
Okay.
One of this hoopla came about when she blogged.
Right. I mean, she brought it up.
Out. Let me tell you, she put the blog out not because she was feeling shame, because she wasn't feeling shame. She put the blog out because she needed to feel forgiven and restitution.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to feel that because, unfortunately, she condemned herself.
Mm. Wow. How about that?
The world didn't condemn her because the world didn't know what she had done. Mm. Her church didn't condemn her. Her church didn't know she was pregnant until she told them she was pregnant.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. But at some point, you're not going to be able to hide that.
Well, and the thing is, all she needed to do was stand before her congregation. When you put it on the blog, it's a world thing. Mm-hmm. Now, good is going to come out of it because, see, what we forget to realize, God is the only giver of life.
Hello.
It didn't take God by surprise when she got pregnant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It didn't take God by surprise when she slept with the man. And to the young lady who you were so fiery, and I love that fieriness because I was that when I was younger. But the bottom line is, regardless of what everybody around you is doing, does it give you the right and or permission to do it when you say it is against my belief system? Her belief system is, I'm a follower of Christ. Jesus did not say, don't have sex. God created sex to be the most beautiful gathering of two people.
It's
so many consequences that happen to you, to the father, to the unborn child, when you do have all of these babies that because you could be married and the man leaves, you could be married and the woman will leave.
Yeah.
But you don't have as many upsets with the people involved.
Yeah. Well, Judy, I've got some other folks on the line, and I appreciate that seasoned citizen coming on and sharing with us, because that seasoning definitely
is that 11 herbs and spices.
Pray for the child that's being born into this world.
So, Judy, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Let us go to Jimmy. Jimmy calling from Capitol Heights. What's going on, Jimmy? Jimmy, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, it's Kenny.
Kenny. I'm sorry. Kenny, go right ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying to the young lady about the pastor, she shouldn't be pressured into giving up her position of leadership because she is a leader in the community wherever she lives at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad enough she's having a baby. That's a lot of pressure on a woman.
Is it bad?
Bad enough she's having a baby?
No, I mean, I'm not like that. I mean,
just an expression.
She's having a baby. There's a lot of stress and pressure with that. And then everyone is condemning her because she's having this child. It's not like she did anything wrong. Like she stole anything from somebody. She's doing what God gave her the tools to do.
I know that's right.
The issue here isn't that she's having a baby. It's that she took it out of her family, her church family, her congregation, and she put it on the World Wide Web. for everyone to see, for us.
But
to
do
talk
we
about
know she did not speak in front of her congregation?
Well, she did. She did speak to the church leadership, and if you look into, you know, in more depth into the story, there were questions about this isn't the right time and so forth and on. But she finally did, you know, come forward, and she in September, what is September, October, November, if all things are well, she's now 7 months pregnant because she was 5 months pregnant in September. So. You guys may be invited to a baby shower up in New York. Just get your gifts ready. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to
you. That take away from the tithing at the church, though.
Maybe not. Lots of gifts. Colleen in Silver Spring and Pastor in D.C. We're going to talk to you next.
50-50.
That's the code for the registry with the offering basket.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. We'll be back in a moment.
You guys see Fencer. Saying that trailer?
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Back to Free Your Mind Friday. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have a pastor on the line calling from D.C. So, Pastor, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say on behalf of the pastor who had a relationship outside of marriage, and I was hearing all the reports about sit down or she should be ashamed of herself. I want to remind people of the scripture that the Bible talks about the woman at the well. She had five husbands. And then the Bible says that after she left, Jesus witnessed to her, and she went back into her hometown where she came from, and she began to tell people about a man that told her, told everything about her. Now, in another scripture, it says, he that without sin cast the first stone. And I want to say this is because this lady or this pastor, she didn't do anything against the church. She did it against herself. So she and that person would have to give an account to God. But it doesn't take from who she is. It just shows that, you know, she's human. And she made a mistake. You know, we all do in life. And I want to say this, and I haven't said this to anyone publicly as far as on the radio. I've been pastoring for years, going on about 17, 18 years. And I hid a thing from my wife, affair. And so, you know, at one point, the Spirit of the Lord kept dealing with me and dealing with me. And I said, well, you know, I got to tell the truth. So, first of all, I went to my wife. I shared with her about the relationship. I shared to my church openly about the relationship. And let me tell you, God turned that thing around. Because what the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for good. Amen. And what he did, he used this thing in my life as a witness to other people, as other pastors who put on the front like they're God-gifted and they do no wrong. But let me tell you something. None of us, I don't care who we are an exempt from the devil. And we all fall short of the glory of God. Most of us do. The ones who do really don't tell what they do. But when you got a pastor that's got a heart to come forward and tell what she did, God's going to use that as a witness to other women and other pastors who are in leadership that need to come forward and be truthful about the things that they go through in life. And that's what helps the church to grow stronger. And let me tell you this. Me and my wife got 20 years being together, and God, to God be the glory in that.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much for sharing with us. And certainly, you know, the best to you and your church. We really appreciate you sharing. Let me go to Colleen. Colleen calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind?
Hi, everybody. I just, one, want to reprimand you guys because y'all definitely hit a nerve with me tonight.
Really?
Y'all definitely hit a nerve. kind of the follow-up with the pastor that just came, coming from a person who actually has been in this almost exact situation. It wasn't until I actually came over into corporate America that I understood why the church sits people down. I reacted with pain, hurt, misunderstanding, why are you taking this away from me? But when I realized that the natural world understands that, hey, if you do something against our policy,
you get put on administrative leave mm-hmm. or you're removed from your position. It made so much more sense to me why in church it's such a big deal that you take a break.
But it hasn't happened with this pastor. She's not been put on administrative leave. As far as we know, she's still preaching and still pregnant. The question was that we were asking tonight, just what do you think about it? Should she sit down? Should she remain? Was she right in telling, you know, the church when she did at 5 months when she could no longer hide it? But the church has been supporting her and has not put her in a position where she has been taken out of the pulpit.
Well, no, what my comment is that I agree with the notion that she should sit down.
Oh, I see. Why do you believe that is?
Because there's a reason behind every action that you make.
I can't
speak for her belief system, but if you're under the belief system that you shouldn't be having sex outside of the confines that are biblical, mm-hmm. and you do that, then something needs to happen to where it's not seen as being okay. Of course, we don't condemn the child. I personally would never condemn the child. The child is a beautiful thing. But mm-hmm. there was something that happened that made it so that it was okay for you to go outside of what you were preaching. And so that you don't seem like a hypocrite, more so someone that made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you should move forward as though nothing happened and nothing was wrong.
So I have a question, Colleen.
I think a conversation needs to be had. That's stepping down. That's like punishing you. So that's human beings trying to punish somebody. That's not our cross to bear. That's not our place.
Made tradition of condemnation. I don't agree with that.
That's not the point she's getting at. She's getting at the point that, just like at any other job where you have a set of rules that you have to follow, if you are the leader of a church, the Bible is your guiding principle.
Right.
And what she's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is what she's saying is that if you are in that leadership position, the Bible is the book that you're supposed to be following. And if you are breaking the rules publicly,
does it say step down in the Bible?
It doesn't. And I'm not advocating that the woman loses her job, especially with a child on the way.
Neither am I. And I'm not necessarily saying that people should be pointing a finger at her face, mm-hmm. but I'm more so on the side of removing yourself. Not that someone's pointing at
for
you
what?
Saying, you better do this, you better what? Sit down. But for people in those type of positions, maybe you need to take an inside look at to, hey, am I okay?
I think that's what she's doing. That's why she blogged.
Now, exactly.
And I think that's it. Now, yeah. Colleen, I have a question for you. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, so you're a grown woman. Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You're married. Wonderful. So here's my question for you, because this has been a long-standing debate that I've mm-hmm. been having with a lot of sisters this year. If you are single and a woman of faith, and you believe that you should not have sex outside of marriage, does that mean that you should never have sex until you get married, even if you don't?
Why you gotta put me on the spot?
I just wanna know why you paused so long, yo. I'm trying to figure out why you paused so long. Because sex is good for your immune system and it fights off bacteria if it's done correctly.
It also keeps you sane if you need those endorphins.
Yes.
Right.
We can advocate for all of it.
My heart be good.
I mean, a lot of single women are
You done got the queen started.
See, but hold on, because I want to know.
No, but that's a real question.
Yeah, it is.
Because everybody judging, but when you leave here and finish this conversation, what you doing?
She's married.
But trust me, she tried out that produce before she got married.
So hold on. So Colleen, here's the deal. Like I said, you're 35. If you weren't married, and say you didn't get married until 45 or 55, or say for example you just couldn't find Mr. Right. Even though you don't believe there's anything wrong with you, what do you do?
Ain't that many berries.
If you want to talk about what you should do versus
no,
what
I want to know what Colleen has to say.
I believe that a woman should be able to do whatever she needs to do while knowing there are consequences to every action. Good, bad, indifferent. if you choose to have sex before you're in the confines of marriage, mm-hmm. it may be enjoyable, it may be pleasurable, it may bring forth something for the moment, but know that there's going to be a soul tie there. Mm. So if you can live with the soul ties, and to me, that came before I was even into the Bible.
Nah, I'm for real about that. That whole energy stuff. That's for real.
Energy is real.
So
yeah,
I agree. Okay,
they're not just laying down with
that's
anybody. I'm talking about finding Joe down the street.
Okay, well, Colleen, just hug
you. You beat around the bush, but we got you. She ain't answered the question yet. She don't want spiritual. She's talking about soul ties. Now, what you tied up before you got married, Colleen? Who tied you up, Colleen, before?
You tie them up, you put them in the closet, and you double balled you.
Oh, so, Lord. Well, hug your husband, Colleen, and thank you so much for participating in this conversation. Oh, my gracious. Let's talk to Stephen. Stephen, help me out.
Come on, Stephen. Back me up here, Stephen.
From Baltimore. What's on your mind, Stephen?
Hey, first of all, just say hi.
Hey.
I was listening early. I just got off, so I was glad I caught you.
Is this your pay week?
God actually loves us to go out and have sex. He wants us to be married. He wants that to be a union.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not beating the young lady up because, you know, yes, it was wrong. But I feel that as a person in leadership, you're in that role, and you go out and you commit a crime, you commit, you know, you're pregnant, whatever the case may be, you should have enough balls to say, hey, listen, I am wrong, and I'm going to step down for this position because I hold God at a higher authority, and I'm going to step down because there's people under me that I'm preaching to and talking to, and I don't want to stray them away from the Lord because the first mm-hmm. thing we say is, well, is she doing or he's doing it, then it's okay for me to do it, and that's not how God works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let us not equate pregnancy with a crime. I'm sure that's not what you mean.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it's like a crime. Yeah. I'm just saying if you're a person in position,
okay, well, look,
and you have people mm-hmm. under you or you're an authority figure, then you got to be accountable for your actions.
People preach through the most dire circumstances. When pastors preach the best word, when they get that word from God, they're going through themselves. They're not mm-hmm. just ministering to you. They're ministering to themselves.
But she's not preaching. She's Twitter beefing right now. She worse than Meek Mill.
That's just a blog.
Why is she blogging?
But see, that is a way of her apologizing, even though she hasn't said. And I can understand
passive
what
aggressive.
Saying,
right?
Ugly truth is people in church leadership have sex outside of marriage.
And that's the truth.
Okay, well, I think
she don't want to send a mixed message. I understand what he's saying to a point because you don't want to mislead people because what the Bible says and what the church stands for. I get that, but I don't think she should have to stand down. She needs to be an example.
Okay, she
should just
My message is let's testimony the show.
For your mind, you know I got a show in Waldorf tomorrow. Don't do that at the Thai Palace because we was all into this being punked by Donald Trump, orange hair, pregnancy, and it's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Thai Palace. It's all on my social media page. Queen Aisha, get it. AISHAH.
Well, thank you so much.